We've been hearing an awful lot in the news lately about the epidemic of obesity, yet there's another epidemic I believe is more pervasive.
This is Just a Minute with Barbara Lardinet, author, teacher, and creator of HannahsCupboard.com.
It's an often hidden condition called loneliness. It's a paradox in our modern society filled with more people and more to do than ever before in history. But a multitude of people feel alone, even in the midst of family and friends. If you feel lonely, you are not the exception. Many others share those deep feelings of aching for connection and value with another human being. Jesus Christ himself felt deeper loneliness than any of us ever has. Just as he was getting ready to go through his hardest times, all his friends deserted him. One of his closest friends, Peter, denied he'd ever known him. Yes, Jesus understands. Who might be lonely around you? Maybe you've wished that someone would notice your loneliness and connect with you. Instead, why don't you try to reach out first? You can bring a sense of caring connection to each person you meet, many of whom are very lonely. A simple smile in the checkout or eye contact with a warm thank you or a brief phone call just to say hello can mean the world. No, just doing that will not solve their complete problem, or yours either for that matter. Let's try, though, to slow this epidemic from spreading any further. This is Barbara Lardinet from Hannah's Cupboard. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to visit Barbara at her website, HannahsCupboard.com.